It is January the 26th, only one game to go through, but despite the fact that it was 1v whatever the Trailblazers are, it was pretty entertaining. We had some news. We had a good performance by Scoot Henderson, minutes and production, so that's encouraging. We've got some injury news ahead of tomorrow. The Super Bowl combatants have been decided. I actually sat down and watched some NFL today. Didn't understand a lot of what was going on. But hey, we have two teams left. Let's get into everything. It is the Sunday pre-game. It's not the pre-game. The Sunday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need, that's all that I need. Got my brothers with me, got my brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume fantasy basketball content. We are also part of the Old Man Squad Network at Old Man Squad on Twitter. One game, two Super Bowl finalists. I didn't really care who won. Obviously, I don't follow it. Sounds as though the Chiefs are going for like a record thing, three in a row, which hasn't been done. Someone could correct me. That's what it sounded like on the broadcast, that no team has ever won three straight. So that's pretty impressive. I know one of my mates has a friend that goes for the Eagles, so I guess I'll go for them. But let's talk about the NBA. We're not here to talk about NFL. One game. Let's do the game, and then we'll get into some injury news for tomorrow. There will be a pregame show, but we'll just do some early stuff, and then I will look at a few questions. OKC get the win over Portland, 118-108. Portland kept it close enough that we actually got good minutes for the good players, which is always nice. 35-plus minutes for Shea and Jalen Williams. Hartenstein played 33 in his first game back, so that's a really good sign. Apart from not shooting the ball particularly well, Jalen Williams was very good in this one, as was Shea, but we don't really need to talk about Shea. Aaron Wiggins started for Lu Dort, didn't do anything. If you streamed him in, you just drop him, that's fine. Hartenstein had 14 and 11 with 6 assists and 1 block. Pretty average from the free throw line, 4 of 9, but everything else really good. Basically picking up where he left off, good to see. Cason Wallace had a steal and a 3 in his 30 minutes. I still think he's a hold here. Isaiah Joe had 3 threes, 16 points in 25 minutes. Just a streamer. Caruso, just a streamer. Now that Hartenstein's back, Jay Will can be streamed. He's really their only backup center at this point. So if you just need some rebounds, he is a good permanent rebounder and can sort of space the floor. He can hit threes. So very deep leagues and streaming purposes only. Probably more to talk about on the Portland side, though. Let's start at the top of the box score with Temani Kamara, who scored a career-high 24 points to go with 9 rebounds, 4 assists, playing really well. I think Rhett Bauer just tweeted something out about him, and I sort of backed that up and said he's been one of the more surprising fantasy assets this season. Probably wasn't drafted in a lot of leagues. Hasn't hit any great heights, but he's just been very consistent. The minutes are there. He gets defensive stats. He can hit threes. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy that I stuck with him earlier in the season when he was a bit up and down. It's looking a lot better now. Donovan Klingon played 20 minutes. He had 0 points, 2 blocks, 6 rebounds. He's still a stash. Offensively, he's very rough and doesn't really get involved that much. And even the broadcast team were talking about the fact that he himself talks about focusing on defense and that allowing the guards to do what they need to do offensively and being a presence, that sort of thing. So he's very focused here on setting things up for other players, whether that is defensively, offensive rebounds, which are all valuable in fantasy. But I just think that offense is going to be very, very sketchy moving forward. Much like it is with Rob Williams, I think both Williams and Klingon are probably ads at the moment. DeAndre Ayton, we have no idea what's going on with him. Danny Avdija had 28 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal, a block. Very nice night for him again. It's good that they're utilising him like this. There was a period earlier in the season where he moved to the bench and he wasn't playing, and we sort of wondered why. It seems they've figured it out. Anthony Simons had 14 and 3. Not a great night for him, 35 minutes. So the playing time's there. He's a hold. Jeremy Grant, 2 points. Why is he even on the court? I put something on Twitter about why the hell are they limiting Scoot Henderson and playing Jeremy Grant, and someone came up to me and said they're showcasing him. Showcasing is the stupidest concept in the world. To NBA teams, if they are, now I don't know if they are, but if NBA teams are showcasing players, they need to change their management, because the amount of video research, work, pre-game stuff that's done nowadays, there is absolutely no way that having Jeremy Grant on the floor, other teams are going to watch and go, oh, right, we didn't know that about him, or we haven't seen that. That's just not possible. And I think you could argue that the fact having him out in a game like this where he's not really involved, he had 2 points, 3 assists, how does that help his trade value? It really doesn't. So anyway, that's more my rant on showcasing. It doesn't happen. If it does, it shouldn't. There is no point in having Jeremy Grant on the court. Have Scoot starting. Go with Simons and Scoot as your guards. Danny Avdija, I think, has to be out there. He's 23. He fits their timeline. He's a really, really solid player. Play Tumani Kamara at the four. He can space the floor. That allows someone like a Donovan Klingon, who can just bang inside, to go to work. So they have the makings of an intriguing roster here. They just need to figure out how to get them on the floor. And if Billups or whoever is being told that we need Jeremy Grant out there, then you're being told the wrong stuff. Scoot Henderson did play very well. 30 minutes off the bench. He closed the game in this one. They went small down the stretch. 25 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. This is what we were seeing about a week ago. Who knows what's going to happen in the next game? Is he going to play 30 minutes again? Is he going to play 18? Is he going to play 25? Is he going to miss all his shots? Who knows? But he's a hold, and this is why. Shaedon Sharpe had 10 points in his 19 minutes. Interesting that they're, again, I don't know if this is showcasing. Who knows? Whether I always thought Sharpe and Scoot were their sort of future, who they saw as their starting backcourt. I'm not sure whether this is let's get Simons out and run him and run him and run him until a team picks him up, or whether they view Shaedon Sharpe as a sixth man. I don't know. I would hold Sharpe as well, but we have Scoot over him quite comfortably at the moment. All right. That's the games. Let's get to some very quick questions. Shining Knight. Oh, this is just, yeah, you complaining about missed games. We're all complaining about missed games. Switching out Sohan for Goga. I think that's fine. If Sohan is the worst player on your roster, then, yeah, it shouldn't impact you too much. And quickly, I know, yeah, he's played 9 games. I was looking at his stats before. 9 games. What a waste. Is Keaton Wallace a premium stream with Trey out? So Trey Young is out tomorrow with a hamstring. Reese Shea is questionable, so he could return. I don't know what they do with their starting lineup here. Keaton Wallace, we know he had 1 or 2 really big games when Trey missed some time earlier in the season. Look, I think he's worth considering, but there are 12 games tomorrow. So is he going to be in your starting lineup? I don't know. If Trey was to miss a week, then yes. But if it's a one game, very precautionary kind of thing, I don't even know who they play, actually. Let me have a look. Trey. They play Minnesota. Okay, so it is a competitive game. Look, you could look at Wallace, I suppose. But like I said, I just don't know if he would be active for you tomorrow. He probably starts. Larry Nance is questionable with his hand. I don't think this is an aggravation of the injury. There was no word of that. It's probably just precautionary. So Reese O'Shea could come back into the starting lineup alongside Veet Krejci. So I would still be holding Krejci if you want to grab Wallace and see. But do remember he is a G League player, so they would have to sort of shuffle things around and move him into the active roster to get him there. What else have we got? Alone Des says, NFL is actually simple to understand if you know the basics. I do know the basics. I was probably selling myself a little bit short there. So I do know the concept. I do know how it works. The only bit that is all the plays that they call. I don't know what they are, but I know what they have to do. I know the rules, basically. So I can get by. I'd probably selling myself a little bit short. No, I'm not going to say that I know a lot about the game, but I understand enough. Are we stashing Nick Smith or Collier? Collier would be my stash there. I think Collier just does a bit more. Smith, I talked about him in the pregame show. I think he's just points, really, and threes. Assists will be up and down depending on whether LaMelo plays. Collier, I think he gets more assists, he gets more steals. Offense is very up and down, but so is Nick Smith, to be fair. Who is worse, Kuzma or Jeremy Grant? Oh, God, that's tough. Jeremy Grant, maybe. I don't know. They're both. I looked up Jeremy Grant's contract. He's earning about $100 million for the next 3 years. Who the hell is going to want that contract? No one. No one at all. Ernest Tan. Any reason I shouldn't drop Tobias Harris for Veet? You have Trey and Jalen Johnson out tomorrow. Suggs, Harris, Kessler, all game time decisions, punt, field goal. You could do that. I mean, Tobias Harris is probably ends the season as the higher ranked player, but Veet, we've seen him doing stuff lately, so I'd be okay with that. We are still relying on this Jalen Johnson injury news, which we don't have, but I think that's okay. So Lone Dez can actually stream two spots with that stash question as one of the spots too. Okay. Yeah, all right. So, well, you could stash both of them then if you wanted to. Sure. And, oh, okay, the plays are for the nerdy fans. Well, that's good to know. I'm not a nerdy fan. I won't be able to watch the Super Bowl because it's on a Monday here. Starts sort of mid-morning and I'm at work doing stuff on a Monday, which I can't. I'm with kids doing things, so I can't actually watch the Super Bowl. So it's a shame, but I'm sure I'll hear about it from all of my NFL friends here. All right, I'm going to jump out of here. That was very quick today, 15 minutes. I like it. I'm going to go and have a coffee and enjoy my last day before I go back to work. I will be back with a pregame show tomorrow. I don't think I'll be doing a show tonight. Tuesday afternoon, night, there'll be, I think Dan and I are still doing a show. I'll have to just hit him up and double check that. And then obviously next Thursday, we have the trade deadline show. So if you can go and find me or Dan on Twitter, or if you're watching on Twitter, you've already found me, go and find, there'll be a tweet there somewhere about the pregame, the trade deadline show, go and pre-like it. I think he's trying to get up to 750 pre-likes or something. So go and make him happy. He likes to be happy. I will be back tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Please go and download, do everything. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.